When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to The Downside.
The Downside.
With Gianmarco Cerezi.
So today.
Today.
I was surprised you didn't write me. I thought it was a good prank. I set up a Daily Wire account in Russell's name, and you didn't write me anything.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Set up the account in your name.
I never got a thing from them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get a thing from them. All I got was you saying this is the password. I tried for too long.
You just guessed
after
your email?
Listen.
They didn't send you an initiation email?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to get an email that said, Russell Daniels,
no.
Congrats on joining
no.
the Daily Wire.
No. No, so you had this idea that we would watch this film, and I use that term.
Well, let's set it up fully for, and this is why Paige has not seen it. So the Daily Wire, as far as I know, it was like a, it's a conservative schlock. Ben Shapiro co-founded it, also with the director of this guy. I hate all these people, just to be clear.
Just
so we're starting here. This is like probably the equivalent
of joining the KKK.
As a gag.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you say, like, is it the Daily Show for conservatives? Is it, or I think even a little hackier. Like, what's the equivalent? What's the liberal equivalent of, like, it's like Pod Save America, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, it exists to ride whatever the popular conservative wave is. It rarely necessarily offers opinions counter to it. It probably is influenced by money and the right places to endorse this candidate or talk shit about that, mm-hmm. but claims independence. Definitely more far right leaning than like Fox, but is a natural brother to Fox.
Yeah, related. They're related.
And some comedians, this, whether you like it or not, and this is why I thought it was interesting to talk about, was like, first of all, speaking of big agencies, if you look at any big agency, they represent people who are on the opposite side of the political spectrum. They represent the people calling the other people Nazis. They represent both of them. So you got to understand, the regular public doesn't view the entertainment or political entertainment with the cynicism that I think they should,
mm-hmm.
because they're all making money off each other. And the Daily Wire has grown into what they're trying to be as a real streaming platform.
Yeah.
And they want to compete with the Disneys and whatnots. And that's why when they claim, like, when they make a claim about Disney, they are making that claim because they want Disney subscribers.
Yeah.
It's not because they just have a problem with Disney. It's all super skewed. And the fact that, like, the average Joe Schmo doesn't know it is frustrating.
They're hoping that some Disney fans, like, when they raise an issue, will be like, oh, there is a place for me.
And it's so gross because if Disney shows in Buzz Lightyear two women kissing, it's a married couple, they know that they can make a big deal out of it and play off the homophobia. And it's just for them to get money at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, and I guess I find that more repugnant than actually just being homophobic.
Yeah.
Being
yeah.
homophobic for money somehow, I think, ranks worse.
Is worse.
Than you believe it's actually bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's also become a home for comedians who have been, quote unquote, canceled. For example, Adam Carolla, who I think you could say is a comedian who kind of was washed up to a degree. He used to host The Man Show with Jimmy Kimmel, funnily enough, who now is a liberal cuckboy. And I hope I get on a show.
Wow.
I know. I should shut the fuck up.
That's very aggressive.
But I'm a liberal cuckboy. I said it on Netflix. I said I'm a liberal cuck, so liberal cuck to another cuck. But it's become a kind of basket for, to use your pal Hillary Clinton's term, deplorables. Mm. And whether you are whether you're anti-vax, you're going to go there. You're going to go to this space. This is a safe haven for you. Whether recently Adam Carolla on his show today did an episode with not just Alan Dershowitz, who defended Jeffrey Epstein and was on the plane, but also Chris D'Elia. One episode, two people.
Yeah.
And that's what's interesting about it, because it's not just people who are conservative. It's because they need growth. They talk about this with politics, where they'll be like, can you be a pro-life Democrat? And it's like, some people be like, we want that so we can keep the tent big. And other people go, no, that's against the whole fucking thing. And in that sense, this is a wide net. So I'm sure not everyone in their net wants Chris D'Elia, who's in court for being a pedophile,
yeah,
on the show. But they're like, hey, here's a guy who has a following. He no longer has a home. He's desperate for a home. He could be here. So it becomes this kind of very toxic net. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a mix of people that you might have a big problem with, like Chris D'Elia, and also people who just didn't make it in the mainstream and don't mind, or some people who don't care about politics.
They've pivoted to it's a thing where they can thrive a little bit more.
And you'll see people.
They're breakout stars in that thing.
Is, yeah, Jim Brewer included in this?
Jim Brewer. And like, I don't know if he's fully become like one of their boys, but like, they get their guys and then they get him good. Like, Jim Brewer might be successful enough, he doesn't have to fully. He might get enough Fox News play that he's fine. Mm. But it's like, if you fail at Fox, you can go to, what's that even more conservative? It's only online.
It's something nation.
Like the MyPillow guy, that's where he's allowed to still say the election was. The MyPillow guy can't go on Fox and say the election was stolen.
Oh, something,
but he can't,
right?
Go on.
What is it?
OAN.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
OAN. And so, What's fascinating about this, and I think what's also disheartening, is like, they have a cartoon coming out soon. And,
oh, yeah.
And
we
when you look
the
at the voice actors, there's a couple where you're like, oh, no. Danny Trejo?
What?
Why are you here?
Yeah.
And, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Danny Trejo.
This is what I mean. It's fascinating. And I don't know if that means
there's no way you read that script and you... I mean, maybe... And it's for the Daily Wire. So... you're like, you have to kind of say that everyone doing that knows what it is. They've read the script and they at least a little bit agree with it. Does that make sense? Or they're financially really in a position where they have
to say
yes.
Is the thing about acting, where we're like, actors for a long time, it's just like, you work. Listen, you could go back and criticize everyone who was doing stuff on Fox when Fox News was a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, now they're separate entities because they split the two and Disney bought Fox Entertainment and Fox News, now separate entities. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, you could have been like, well, whoever did Family Guy, you talk shit about Fox, but ultimately you are making money for the entity that is the Fox conglomerate.
Yeah.
And there were always those debates. But now with streaming and more fractured audiences, we've really had these networks that are even more skewed. And yeah, it's like, I can see at a different time. Listen, when I was earlier in comedy, I did a Compound Media, a couple shows.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, comics did that. And yeah, they had conservative people on, but like, it was like a comedy show. And were you never going to talk with these other people? And it's hard to make those decisions, especially earlier on,
yeah,
or when you have a family. So I don't know. Does that mean Danny Trejo needs money? Does that mean Danny Trejo is a conservative? Does that mean Danny Trejo, he's just one of those people where like, he did a lot of cool shit and you're like, why?
I think he's like 80.
And he's 80.
Are you
maybe
serious?
He doesn't give a shit.
He's older than we all think.
Oh my God.
Or maybe, and also maybe he's like, he's not transphobic, but he didn't like the vaccine mandates. Maybe he's just 80. Maybe he's not transphobic, he's just 80. But the bottom line is, it's not going away. It's getting a lot of money. And I think the question is, in my mind, and this is of my slanted liberal belief, it's that in order to make good art, you inherently share a lot of quote-unquote liberal values, socially liberal values, because art is about questioning the status quo. It's about examining humanity, and humanity is obviously going to be different than a formulaic set of rules. So like,
I think they think they're questioning.
Well, I would argue that when you make a movie that's about transphobia, but half your actors are wearing dresses half the time, I ask, are you enjoying playing with gender?
Yes.
Mm. I, to my mind, I'm like, you are, I, to be as vague as possible, but I have a friend, I can't, but I know people in the arts who might be transphobic or whatever. And I'm like, you own 20 wigs. You can't, you enjoy, maybe you don't identify as a woman, but the status quo you enjoy playing with at the very least.
Yeah. A little bit of, yeah.
And there's a part of you that wants to, not necessarily you identify as a woman, but you like the feeling of like playing. And that doesn't fit in the model that then you purport to support otherwise. But the question is, can they make good art? And I saw one tweet that I always think of where, and it was showing a sketch where with, and listen, I don't like quote unquote liberal comedy.
No.
I think comedy, I mean, all art should be inherently human. But with conservative comedy, this person was saying that you can still see the anger. They're angry about something, and that anger is still the dominant force above funny, above yeah. entertaining, above interesting or emotional. Yeah. It's that they're mad. And I would argue that their anger is detached from something deeper that yeah. they're not expressing.
I mean, you do see it with liberal things, too.
100%.
A good amount of time. But it feels... when you're watching like something on Daily Wire or a Greg Gutfeld type thing, you mainly just see an angry thing done in a way that you're like, you're not really saying anything different than the talking point is. You're just,
your number one goal is I am right about this.
Yes.
And you, and the other yeah. people are wrong. And I sometimes think about with my, I sometimes think when I try to think of like my stand-up, I'm like, I want, the setups can express my views, my like actual views. The punchline is to be funny.
Right.
When I talk about, when I have a couple jokes that involve like more about like me, I wouldn't call it, when you say trans jokes, people are like, you're making jokes at the expense of trans people. And I'm more like, the liberal part of me is that I'm talking about something in a way where I'm not like judging or saying that thing is bad. Mm. The punchline can be anything. It can ultimately reveal me to be an asshole. It could reveal some other crazy thing. But it's like, whenever my punchline is, they're full of shit, it's never that funny.
Yeah.
It's also expected.
Yeah.
It's also predictable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, with this comedy, you know the point of view is going to be trans women shouldn't play women's sports.
Right.
You know that from the beginning.
Well, so let's talk
There's
about
no surprise.
The movie. So, on the Daily Wire.
So this was a movie that
you thought we
which role did you audition for? You said to Toa, I have to have
every role.
So this movie, it's was interesting to me. It was like, it seemed like it was a high budget. It's called Lady Ballers. And from the trailer, it just seemed to be like, and this is a stretch from Daily Wire produced that documentary, What is a Woman? Which I couldn't watch. Because again, it's like, so the whole premise of the movie was it's like these guys, washed up guys, they found that they can make money dominating in women's sports, so they yeah. decide to pretend that they're trans.
Yeah.
And
which, okay, well, we can get into talking about the movie.
Well, something was on Twitter where Ben Shapiro was like, they were doing interviews about this because they're hyping this up. This is a big deal and there's a lot of money in it. The only thing where the money, there's one big thing where you see the lack of money yeah. showing, and it's the stadium. There's a thing about like, I mean, this movie hates women. There is a deep core of hating women in this movie, but there's a whole thing of no one came to the women's matches, so they go to the play and there's no one in the stands. And then as they start dominating, they get more popular. And soon it's like the big event. But because they don't have enough extras, they never fill the rows up past, and in the frame, you see the empty chairs. And I'm like, well, didn't get that popular.
Yeah.
But in the movie, it's like the thing. So that was just a thing that I saw.
So we decided to watch this movie and review it. Something initially right off the bat that I felt was so funny is that they are such losers. Like, and they're not, like, it's just a funny thing where you're like coming from, this is our point of view, this is who we are, blah, blah, blah. But you are a fucking loser. Like you're like, no one likes you. They have no real friends. They have no, like their kids, like they're a loser. And the thing about it that is, again, how I view sometimes conservative people in my life is every interaction they have is this like thing with everyone that they interact with is they're bringing all this stuff to every conversation. The daughter doesn't have a problem. Like in the beginning where she's talking about seeing a penis
So the movie opens. I mean, for a second I thought it might be like enough. First, it's an hour 45 minutes.
No, hour 52.
Hour 52 minutes.
Nearly 2 hours.
Which is insane.
I didn't finish it.
And it's again, it's like, I'm sure it felt like it was SAG, but you just feel like the people who do the Daily Row, one of the co-founder, he plays the coach. Mm-hmm. And there's a degree of like, he's clearly, he has talents. They've built something. Whether you hate him or not, they've built a thing. Him writing, producing, directing, he's not good enough to do any one part of it at all. So it's like someone's first film supercharged with a mega budget that allows them to stretch every scene
so
out
long.
Way too long to explore every physical bit.
I wanted it to be worse. Like, I wanted
they
it.
They said the most triggering comedy
it was
of all
so
time.
Boring.
It was so fucking soft
and dull.
And so it's ultimately like it's, What world of like Adam Sandler-esque is, I mean, because it's,
I guess, yeah,
it's not pretending to be like a smart comedy. It's
like Adam Sandler, kind of like more conservative Adam Sandler.
Yes. Yeah. So it opens with a coach. He had a basketball team. They succeeded, but then they didn't. He's divorced. He has a daughter. He's a loser.
And every conversation he gets into is about gender.
It's about gender. And he's like, what was interesting is he is the put upon straight white man, but he's also a loser, which again, and like, I really want to try to talk about this from a,
I don't
not,
know
if, not that we disagree with the views, which obviously we disagree.
I don't know
with
if
lot.
They thought about that they're like, this is who we are. And they made him a fucking loser, like a total loser.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what's not comedic, where it's like they make him a loser, but their point of view is we deserve this thing.
Yeah.
So these two things are in conflict.
Yes. Yes.
And not the good kind of funny conflict, in the one where it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Why would you root for this?
Why would you root for him?
And so.
And he's the problem in every situation. He's the one. Mad about the daughter thing, mad about the step, his wife's new husband.
So his wife has a new husband.
Fine.
His wife has a new husband who's like,
liberal.
Who's, and it's also played by Matt Walsh.
Oh,
yeah. You didn't see at the end, there's a terrible where he takes off, you have to watch this final moment.
Okay,
He takes off his wig and he's sitting next to Candace Owens in a car.
Oh, God.
And she, talk about. I mean, she makes Matt Walsh look like Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah. It's the worst acting I've seen in my entire life. Can't wait to see her voice acting in the cartoon. And like Matt Walsh says a thing like, it all went according to plan. And she goes like, I never understand your plans. He goes, ha, 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 ha. And then the camera goes down to the front of his car,
God.
Cut to black. It's terrible. I can't believe you didn't finish it. I'm furious at you that I finished it.
I think Russell is justified in not finishing it. Like
I had to start.
I have no desire.
It's not even that. It's not even that I didn't have it. I fell asleep. I started watching it last night after an LCD Sound System concert, and I couldn't log in because you didn't tell me that it was under my email. So I was trying for 20 minutes to log into under his email with a password. Like, it's not working. It's not working. I guess I won't watch this movie. And finally I figured out, oh, it's my email. Okay. So I did it, got in. I was watching, I watched probably 45 minutes of it. And then I did pass out.
I think we're going to release this on the main, not the main feed, but on YouTube. Because I don't think anyone's doing a full review of this fucking piece of garbage movie.
I mean, what do you think, like, people who watch it for real, like, for, like, fans?
Let me go back. Okay. Let me go to the plot, but I do want to answer
disagree.
That.
It's the same thing as like, when we make fun of liberals. I think they just, they're like, agreeing is the same, is the equivalent of laughing.
I don't think that they will watch it either. Like, I think some people will watch it.
Yeah.
I do not think that... Listen, they might grow and change, but I think human beings can't sustain an hour 54 minutes not enjoying something. I think something breaks. I don't see this as like being a smash hit. Mm-hmm. And that's why I can't stand. They're like, this is the comedy Hollywood's too doesn't have the balls to make it. I'm like, is not that brave. I would have first of all, good luck offending me.
It's but no like, different than any of like the pieces that they write. Like, there's nothing in it that's different than the talking points.
The most mildest episode of South Park is 10 yes. times more offensive yeah. than the show. Yeah. So, okay, so the dad, where's my notes? Let me get this. Because I also wanted to talk about like the two parts that I did think was funny. I did think when he played a basketball game, the coach threw a chair mm-hmm. in the middle of the court. And when they went to the locker room, he was like, guys, I've done everything I could. I threw three chairs at the court.
Yeah.
I thought that was,
yeah, okay, it was cute. Yeah, yeah.
Cute. There was one moment. This was the second, and I think this was the last of the movie that I enjoyed, was he went to pick up his kid from school, and the teacher was, his car is shitty, so it's a lot of noise.
He's a loser.
And the teacher is, the teacher's trying to talk to him something that happened at school, and he can't understand her because of she's wearing like 10 masks. And he says, I can't understand it. So she takes off one, and there's another mask. And this one says, you know, I like gay people. And then he says, I can't understand it. She takes off another one. And there were like four or five masks in a row. There was something about people yeah. who wear five masks.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I,
yeah.
I said it was a funny physical gag.
Yeah.
Now, again, what I think is like so much is that every mask said... yes. was
a
like
that
Black Lives
with.
Matter, yeah, blah, yeah. blah, blah. It's, and I don't think I would enjoy
like a funnier bit would have been like, in this house, we bada, 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 bada. Maybe if it was on each one, there was a different, like, in this house.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
sure.
Like,
it's always the same version of we're just going to exaggerate slightly the liberal qualm as opposed to a twist or yeah. some.
Yes.
It's, are we filming okay? Everything okay? So like this guru that he's married to, he's just like, hello, namaste, let's have a hug. And there's a degree of like, I live in the most liberal part of this.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded. I work in gay, trans, non-binary. It's not like this. So it's like this imaginary thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That I'm at the heart of, like, you know, the hell zone of New York City.
Yeah.
And it's not this. And this is not a funny parody of it because it's so, it's like if every Republican voter in my movie was like, how you doing? I hate the gays. And that's yeah. all they did.
Yeah.
And every shirt was, and every joke was they had a KKK hanging in the closet.
Yeah.
And every joke is that. Every joke about
every Liberty. Joke.
So.
Ugh. Every joke. This guy can't get into a conversation with anyone without stuff coming up and being like, well, why'd this happen? And it's like, cause the first thing was the daughter, or one of the first things was that conversation with his daughter, which I thought was so interesting, is the daughter is totally unfazed and saying,
the daughter says
like,
someone, I saw
a penis,
Mrs. So-and-so's penis.
Yes.
By the way, for the yeah. most transgressive comedy, it opened with rated PG-14. It was like 14 or younger.
Oh, TV 14.
14 or older.
Yeah.
TV 14. And I'm like,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, not even
ooh,
MA.
You brave.
Not even
you
an
brave
MA.
Brave boys.
I'm not going to show nudity or anything. But yeah, so he gets in this conversation with his daughter, realizes his daughter's talking about a trans woman. And it's like, he's upset. His daughter's not upset. She's not been traumatized. She's not been anything. But he's like, you know, like, this is, you can't do, like, you know, like, he's freaking out about it. And I just thought that was interesting, is like, that you're showing that this kid is not traumatized, is not freaking
that's
out.
That's a good point.
And you are the one having an issue with it. Again, I don't think they're realizing what they're even showing. They're not showing a daughter being like, I was attacked, I was blah, blah, blah. Like, because that's what I thought maybe would happen. They're showing literally her unfazed, normal for her. She's, but they're worried, what's happening at school? Blah, 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 blah. She's fine. She's fucking fine, you fucking child. Like, that's the thing about it is, like, this whole thing is, like, it's just showing these fucking losers who are and being, like, we are losers. We are losers. People don't like us in our life.
And who show the whole movie why someone would not want to be constrained by the gender roles of society.
Yes.
This whole movie hates women so every joke is at the, like, just deeply at the they care about women's sports, but the first joke at the basketball game is no one's here because no one watches women's sports, so they don't actually care about it,
right?
And then like the women are and then at the end, which you missed, there is a moment with the daughter where the daughter goes, I want to be a man. And suddenly he talks about all the things that women do and they nurture and they care for. And the thesis essentially is, like, men are crazy. We'd be uncivilized if it weren't for women. And women are so important. And I'm like, your whole movie has shown why no one would want to be a woman, frankly, based on the world
your daughter's concocted. Like, I don't want to be a woman.
And at the end, you're a fan. And like, there's a moment where the little girls get to play basketball. And I'm like, well, you just shat on them playing sports altogether. You don't have a real opinion here.
Yeah.
You're just mad at the status quo being interrupted. You don't have a final real philosophy. So daughter says that there's a race. You can win $5,000. If you win, and he realizes one of his old basketball players can put on just is one of his old basketball players works at a drag bar, a drag restaurant, and again,
he's an actor, right?
And again, they show it, and it's like they show it as if it's like a horrifying thing, and it's not like real drag performers. It's like it's as if men were forced at gunpoint to join the drag restaurant.
Yeah, it's not like
and they compete, and it's just almost every scene is 5 minutes too long.
Way
too long. And it breaks into some kind of physical violence. And again, I don't care about the violence of it. It's that there's just a pulsating anger of just constant, like, there's no funny thing to say, so someone just punches someone. Someone gets their head smashed on the table.
You can feel them creatively not having anything.
Yeah.
So they're mad about it. They're like, we should, and then it kind of seeps through, and then that's just every scene devolves to violence because there's just nothing there. It's like trying to.
And this is also where I think it mingles in with, these are performers and creators, and this is what's so insidious about this whole platform is, like, you're gonna get creators and performers who are not that talented.
Yeah.
They're not that talented. And this is speaking to someone who has no real, but what they do then is they go, okay, I will subvert my beliefs, or I will alter, I will enter the space where I get to be the star and create bad art. So all of these people are maybe there are one or two that I think were probably better than others, but generally just like not, they would not be good enough to succeed. And they might blame it on their views. They might blame it on that they're a white guy. But they're also not good.
No.
And you can see in things from even the fighting where it's just a punch. It's never like a funny. I mean, the Three Stooges were doing much more beautiful choreography. But again, these people are working from limited resources because they have to operate within who's going to be willing to work with the Daily Wire.
Yeah.
So
they probably don't have like a stunt, like a.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, I do think it must have been SAG, but I am curious.
No, true. They had an intimacy coordinator. Oh my God, that would be so funny if Lady Ballers had an intimacy coordinator. Oh man, that's really funny.
So
because it's SAG, so they were forced to. That's so funny.
And again, I think what's so interesting that it's a comedy. They have a lot of kind of old school like guys. Oh, we're in the ladies' locker room.
Yeah,
we can see a bunch of titties.
Yeah,
and there's a degree of like so. Christian values are guiding your ultimate philosophy or they're not. Comedy is about subverting the rules, but their whole rage is going against the rules. So again, it doesn't fully make sense.
Yeah.
You want women to be chaste or like this like more pristine version, then how could you show these four women with their tits almost out in the thing? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If you have a strong, specific point of view, you can't subvert it. truly.
Yeah.
Or if you do, then do you actually have that? It just, okay. So let me see if I have page two of my notes I took. So what happens after the race? They win the race. He goes, okay, we can, oh God, there was just a couple. There was a
tasting. Oh, there's a Bud Light joke.
There was a Bud Light joke about what were they were drinking.
They'll give anyone.
They gave him a sponsor. Now that he's a woman racer, they give him a sponsor.
Yes.
So then they introduce this journalist character, and she's supposed to be representative of the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. Which again, here's another thing with the whole thing. As the Daily Wire grows, they are the mainstream media.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They are the mainstream media. They have
for
sponsors
for people.
And they have politicians and they want to maintain relationships and they are who they are criticizing. And you could enjoy making fun of the mainstream media, but not if you are the mainstream media. Because then you got to poke fun at yourself. And a big part of this is that even when they poke fun at themselves, they can't fully do it.
Yeah.
You know, because for them to do that would mean that maybe you shouldn't make them be your god emperor and decide all the rules.
Yeah.
So the mainstream media, she's like a hot, slutty gal.
Very
who
slutty.
At one point says, like, I want to get pregnant so I can get it aborted again.
Yeah.
Like, that is one of the lines. And again, as Paige's laugh would say, I do think there's like a funny, you could find something funny there.
No, yeah, I mean, it's just so absurd.
Yes.
Like, who's thinking of writing these lines? Like, that's not something anybody would ever say. That's crazy.
But again, it's like you can live there if you show a lot of people there. But when it's one side, I think you just, it's not funny because you feel them trying to make a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
with every joke, it's trying to make a point.
And so she comes up to them at the bar.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, make an all women's whatever team. I'll boost the profile. We'll be rich. You give me 50%. And coach, I'm going to fuck you because you're a winner.
Yeah.
And again, it's just all these, like, the coach does want to fuck her. And ultimately, she's into S&M and they never have sex. But, like, the coach wants her.
Yeah.
And pursues it pretty actively.
Yeah.
Which, again, doesn't make sense. And especially goes into contrast, which, at the end of the movie, where they try to have these moving moral points that Russell missed entirely. They also do a commercial midway through. There's a lot of nods to, like, the Daily Wire's grassroots, which I guess might work if it wasn't so bad, but like they break into a commercial for razors, which I think Ben Shapiro does on his show or something like that. Speaking of which, there is a Ben Shapiro cameo as the ref that is just atrocious. So
I'm surprised you know so much about Ben Shapiro.
I think it's partly like he's just on, he's on the Twitter a lot.
Yeah.
He's Jewish. So he like gets brought up in like Jewish conversation. And
Ben Shapiro is not who I'm thinking of. What was the doctor? The black doctor?
Ben Carson?
Yes.
Ben Carson was in it?
No. Every time this episode that you've been saying Ben Shapiro, I've been thinking Ben Carson. And I was like, I did not know that Dr. Benjamin Carson was part owner of the Daily Wire and he made a cameo. I didn't know he was relevant in conservative politics anymore. Ben Shapiro is the guy with the sister with big tits.
Just for anyone watching.
That's how I know him. You should have said that. You know, the guy, like, the brother of the big tit woman.
Big tit woman, yeah.
That's how I remember.
For those watching this.
For the conservatives that are on mad, and then they'll be like, and then he disrespected, and I did. So I don't, that woman has a name. And I'll never learn it.
If for some reason conservatives do see this, Daily Wire fans, and go, like, it wasn't accurate at all. Yeah, we fucking know.
No, we know.
It's
we
not
know.
Worth
we
our
know.
Fucking time.
No.
We're just making entertainment.
Yeah.
Fuck you, motherfuckers. So let's see. So they make this plan. He gets the whole basketball team back together. And amidst this, they try to insert, like, what in a regular movie would be viewed as some of the worst comedy. For example, there's one player who's gone to live in the woods. There's a long journey of the gathering of the players.
Yes.
And it's like,
that's when I fell asleep.
It's 40 minutes.
It was
long.
So long. They were giving all the players.
They go one
yeah.
at a time and every player is going to say yes. And it's not interesting how they get them to agree. They're losers.
And once you realize that this is what's happening and how long it takes to do it, that's when I fell asleep. Cause I was like, this is just taking too long.
And so, like, there's the most, like, unique one is there's one guy who went to the woods because in the big finals game, he was going to – he, like, zoned out because he saw a weasel or a badger mascot, like, humping the air. And he, like, short-circuited, and now he's traumatized and kills badgers in the woods. And he's locked up the mascot in his basement. I mean
– funny stuff. What?
Like, if you got me in eighth grade – and said, like, what's a funny thing? I'm like, the mascot's humping, and he's like, bah!
Yeah.
And so ultimately they get the team together. Then there's a scene where, like, he says, okay, here's a twist, guys. We have to pretend to be women. And then they all, like, get angry. There's a it's so they decide to start playing. I don't know where you
I'm gone by now.
I hate you so much.
I'm 45 to 50 minutes in. That's
no,
a lot.
No, there's no half credit here. You watched the movie. Well, now I'm hanging on. It's all my word. So then it actually gets really good at this point. It becomes a really great comedy.
Slow burner.
Let me just make sure because I
can I. I was hesitant to even do this because it's so hard. You're like either we're just preaching to a choir. Anyone that's listening, I'm sure. Do you know what I mean? So it is hard
that's
to
why
like
we talk.
It is hard
talk
to
about
review
the comedy
it.
Of it.
No, I know, but it is like it's so hard to not when you hear someone that doesn't agree with something talk about it. It's so hard to like, I don't know. I agree.
But,
we're trying to focus on the comedy.
Ultimately,
of it.
The biggest theme of it is that if your comedy has a thesis, make it a paper because it's
not
a comedy.
Yeah. And it already is. They already have that.
They already
have
that
their
in a
shows.
Million different ways. Yeah. And I think the real urge of this is like Hollywood doesn't. We don't like Hollywood writ large. We don't like old movies were better. This movie is woke. And I do think there's movies that push a liberal agenda in a weird way that feels
definitely
gross. Do I think featuring a gay character is a liberal agenda? No. It's not. No, it's not. That's just a thing. That's just a thing that's
they're
that
just humans
exists
that are in the world.
That's the problem. I wouldn't want to watch a movie where the whole comedy, the whole point is like people against gay marriage are stupid because that's just a fact. And again, that's me making a point. That's not funny. It's just not funny. Ghostbusters doesn't have what's the thesis of Ghostbusters? Call Ghostbusters. That's the thesis.
They love Blazing Saddles. That's what they always use.
They love Blazing Saddles. And again, there's offensive stuff, but the problem is the thing that's offensive now offends you. And so
you're
think it should have been this.
Constantly.
You are now the offended person.
Because that guy in the movie is constantly offended.
Constantly.
No one else is.
And by the way.
The liberal dad isn't. The little girl's not. This guy, our you know, protagonist who is a fucking loser again is a fucking loser who no one really likes or respects. He is the one that's constantly offended. Constantly.
And let me just, there was a comedian. I don't remember his name. He had a great joke about with commercials. Sometimes would be like a group of friends hanging out nowadays. And this is what you would call like woke commercials. And one person of each race is in that friend group. Yeah. And that's the whole friend group. And the joke was like seeing those commercials and your buddy Dan calls and like, we already got a black guy. Sorry.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's funny because yeah, you do see there is humor to the ways people try to diversify in ways that don't work or don't fit.
Yeah.
Like there are plenty of things to poke fun at. And it can be tough, and it can be interesting, and it can be unique. But I think what's these people don't understand is it's not just the thing they're trying to poke fun at. It's that they are bad at it. And what they're mad is people aren't laughing at their bad attempt. South Park all the time does this stuff, and partly it's funny because they don't have a strict agenda. They really are more equal opportunity offenders, and it's funny. So another point, this happens twice, and you saw the first one. This cast, as you might have guessed, is very white. And really, I mean, maybe there's a couple times I missed. The only time black people are used are to make a very old hacky race joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two times. One is like, he says something at the end of he's coaching these high school kids, and he says, and guys, please don't jack my car or whatever. And a black student comes up to him and goes, hey man, you can't say that to us. And then as he leaves, a like car saw falls out of his pocket. Mm. And then another one is, of course, later they're on the basketball team, the opposing team. Now they're using quote unquote trans women, and it's just all black players, signifying that now they're going to get destroyed. And then one of them gets the shorts pulled down, and someone gets the line that I know when they came up with this line, they said, that's going to be the funniest part of the movie. And the line is, that's the biggest dick I've ever seen on a woman in my life. And I know that when they shot that, they had to do it 10 times because Ben Shapiro kept nutting in his pants. He was laughing so hard. I know they thought this was the greatest comedic moment of all time. A black guy that has a big penis, and it was playing women's sports. And they said, this is the height of comedy. But that's my point. It's not. It is the basic thought. It is the first, it's the first impulse that you grow out of. For a fifth grader, yeah, it is funny. There is a thing. When you're in second grade, you might doing an accent might be the funniest thing in the world, but you grow and you ultimately learn, like, you just, anyone can do that. Anyone can go, oh, he's got a big dick.
Yeah.
That's not worthy of a film crew.
Yeah.
Of a script supervisor.
Yeah.
Of a sound person.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because they are conservative. So there is something about you're always kind of looking backwards. You're always kind of looking at, like, you know, it's not like you're always wanting to keep things same. So I think there is like a looking backwards of like remembering that feeling when they were really young watching, I don't know, Porky's or something.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Being like, that was the pinnacle of comedy for them. When, you know, when we were in fifth grade and we watched Porky's, I mean, A of all, you know, we weren't focused on the laughter then. But like, I'm just saying, like we were, like, you might have, you watch it now, you're like, oh, this is, you know, trash.
Yeah.
Like, but like, you know, I think that there is something where it's like, people stay there, you know, like a lot of people, I don't know. They, that's why they listen to the same music that they always listen to. That's why they, you know, there's like sometimes that people don't go forward in that way in terms of, you know,
I think it's, but it's just like, why it's like, and if, first of all, that comedy still exists. I think it's more like, obviously there's this collective feeling of like, stop shoving it down our throats.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to say to that because I don't feel it. I don't feel like, oh, I...
Well, you know how to deal with it when you do feel like you were watching art that... Or if you're watching something that you are like, oh, God, shut up about this. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Like, or you're,
but
being...
But it's like Gay Pride Parade. It's like,
if you're being pandered to...
But that's the thing is, like, you know, you got conservatives that go, oh, Gay Pride Month, everything's rainbow. It's like... Yeah, I think the problem there is it's corporations that are fucking you over pretending that they stand for anything.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Yeah, I part of it's like, is this thing going to succeed? Because I look at it and I go, it's bad. But again, this is the first movie.
I think anyone that's watching it, not us, but anyone that's watching it that started out, they probably loved it. You know?
No, I don't think so.
You don't?
This is the thing that we talk about.
We gotta ask.
This is the thing that we talked about with Jesse David Fox, where I go like, I want to watch you watching this.
Yeah.
I want to watch you watching this.
Okay, I remember. Listen, I remember.
And when he gets punched for the 20th time, you go, when he puts on the wig.
Well, here's the thing. I remember, I think I told you this before. I dated in high school, a pretty religious person who had a very conservative father. And one time he made me and her watch this conservative comedian. And it's that one guy, you know, one guy everyone kind of knows. And it was all this kind of stuff. And it was like him complaining about gay marriage, him complaining about the judges in this country making the rules for us. And I remember watching it and it was horrible. Not laughing. I'm just like sitting frowning at the thing. And he didn't laugh. The dad did not laugh. But he would be like, yep. Yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. See that? That's right. Like, mm-hmm. That's what they do. It's like a thing being like, it's just an extension of, them watching the news, it's just like a little more fun for them.
But
do you know what I mean?
What like, changes? What do you think changes where like, because that's only so, that's not fun. I think you look at it and you go like, and listen, I have depression. I'm not a big laugher. I wish I was.
Yeah.
But like, what changes in your chemistry where like, this, this is the most, this is your joy. This is what joy is to you.
I think joy is foreign to a lot of people. If I'm being honest, I think feeling something and anger can sometimes be that I feel something.
Or the validation of that anger.
Feeling a validation of that anger is a yes, I'm okay that I can be angry. I have reasons to be angry and I'm feeling something. And that is sometimes people just want to feel something and anger is a quick, easy thing. And if they're feeling like someone saying, yes, you should be angry, then that's powerful, you know? I just think
it's just like
it's sometimes it's foreign for people to like feel joy and like laughter without it, you know. I don't know.
Do you want friends that are angry, or are these all people with no friends?
I think people have angry friends. I think you're angry together and also I think that sometimes if people okay, so if I know that you and I agree on most things politically, we're not going to spend all the time talking about that because we have that and we know that that's there. There's a safety in that. So I think that like, you know, they might have get beyond that. They'll probably, you know, I mean, we do that. We'll like talk about certain things
of
and
course.
All blah. But like you can then maybe talk about other things. I don't know. We went on a.
No, I just it's because like clearly this is filling a new need for people.
Yeah.
And I just view it as this whole premise of the movie is like, it's the whole thing with trans women playing sports where it's like, there's so many people who care about it who have never cared about women's sports before. And even in the movie itself, they say they don't care about women's sports, but they somehow see it. So let me get to the final moment just because I feel like this is where they try to like, then overlay their message. And at this point, this is like an hour, 40 minutes. This is bad, overstretched comedy. Every joke's the same. Their team takes off. They all become even more womanly. They all get famous and rich. And this is where you see the budget limitations because you can only see them do so much. But they get on magazine covers and they're invited to the president's house, which again is like there is so deeply this belief that, oh, people transition for the rewards that comes with it. And it's the same thing. This is the same thing with the Me Too movement, where a lot of people be like, oh, they're just doing it for the rewards. And now flash due to a thing that they showed with Ben Shapiro, that he when they pitched him this idea that he said, make it a documentary. Like have men compete in women's sports and say that they're trans women. And Ben Shapiro admitted on this thing, and again, I'm not getting any of these facts right, but that to be part of the league, you had to some kind of estrogen something for a year. There were requirements. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. And look, I don't need a comedy to accurately reflect life. I'm not like, well, this comedy didn't get exactly. They would have to take estrogen shots for a year before they could qualify. It's more that the deep anger behind this is not based on anything. And so this whole movie, after an hour 40 of showing these like losers get their life back on track, after an hour 40 of ultimately just watching men dressed as women and enjoying, you might say you're laughing because that's, but you're not laughing because you're going, that's wrong. You couldn't enjoy a comedy like that. So the whole thing is very, it's playing with gender.
Yeah.
It's playing with gender. And that ultimately is what the comedy is of the movie. And then right at the end, after they've established no depth of character, no emotional attachments, no meaning whatsoever, they have a moment where he goes like, hey, maybe this is wrong. Maybe we shouldn't be doing this. And then it all happens at once. And then his daughter says, I want to be a man. And he says, no, women are important. They do this, that, and the other. And his ex-wife sees him and, you know, starts to fall back in love. And then one of his players who says, you know, I've one of the most muddled fucking scenes I've ever seen in my life. He goes, you know, I've always been kind of lost in life, and I think I'm a woman. I think I enjoy this. Like, it's incredible because it's this moment of like, he's wow. She's happy.
She's happy.
And she goes, and you know, my parents are proud of me.
They just shoot her in the head.
Borderline.
That's like, yeah.
When I was watching it, I was like, honestly, it was the best acted moment of the movie. And she's like flush, and I'm now using her proper pronouns.
Using the right pronouns.
I'm respecting her pronouns.
This is a character. This is who she was.
And she goes, I was confused, and I could see the actor going like, I can see the actor being like, I am a good actor, and I'm gonna be a good actor even in this pile of dog shit. And she goes like, I think I am a woman, and my parents are proud of me, and I feel good. And the coach, who has proven himself to be completely unreliable, loser. a fucking idiot, the biggest loser in the world, goes, no. He goes, were your parents proud of you before? Right? They were. So you're just confused.
What does
and
his...
Your parents... And what? Then he goes, your parents were shitty, and your life was a mess, and his argument in that moment doesn't have any legs.
His argument is about other people, like viewing you, like they were proud of you. Like it doesn't even matter. Like
he doesn't even say like he doesn't say why are you feeling this. He just goes, your life just sucks, and I'm here for you.
And mine does too, because I'm a fucking
loser. And his sucks too. Yeah. And then it ends
and let's
with
be mad together.
And they make like they again. This is where I'm talking bad comedy. There's constant jokes about like when the trans women are playing the women's team. The score is 500-8,
yeah,
or whatever. And then later, they basically switch it. So instead of the trans women playing, they let his daughter and her teammates play against the
adults,
the black team.
Oh,
and at first they score 2 points, and then like the big joke at the end is, and the final score was 800,000-2. And they hit this joke for the 10th time. And again, this is where my point is bad comedy, because you don't have the flexibility to reach for a smarter joke. And then there's I really kind of skipped over the one comedian in this who I know and who it feels very disappointing because they found a lot of success in this world, and it's a real bummer.
Yeah.
I don't need to go drag specifically.
Well, maybe when we watch Lady Ballers 2.
Lady Ballers 2. So, in conclusion, 10 stars out of 10.
10. No.
Is that 10?
No, I
do think I agreed with you when I really was like, when it was billed being like the most, you know, trigger, blah, 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 all that stuff. I fucking wish.
In any way you want. In any way you want.
Something to keep me like awake. Like it just really was like, it was so boring. It was watching something on Fox. All it was is basically any sort of thing you were like, this is how you feel. I could tell.
That's the other thing about comedy where it's like, it's for something to be like really funny or transgressive. It's not necessarily like, oh, we're going to say the most transphobic things possible. No. You're going to say the funniest, most surprising thing.
Yeah.
But there's this degree of it's not that if you're, say, the most racist thing, that's the funniest. And I think, like, that's the, like, thing that they think go together. And it's because it's filled with bad comedians. Yeah. Ben Shapiro, for whatever skills he has, is not a good comedian.
Yeah.
But he thinks he is. And so when people don't laugh, he goes, oh, it's because you're woke. It's not good comedy.
Yeah.
And that's why I got
but
mad.
But that's what's interesting about the whole thing, though. Okay, so if you're talking about like that the animated thing that they're going to do, you're like, it's interesting because you're like, it's kind of like chicken or the egg thing. Because you're like someone like Roseanne, where you're like, at some point you had a great comedic mind, but it's a conservative mind now, and it's not good at comedy anymore. And what happened there? Did the comedic brain break, or did you become conservative and suddenly you don't have that brain anymore?
I think it's the same thing that happens like, with liberal comedians, where it's like they start thinking that them making a point is funny, or that they're so funny they can start making points.
Yeah.
And I go like, but then you're no longer a comedian. You're no longer making comedy. So like I think she's angry, and like when she does her stand up or whatever. And by the way, I mean, I think at Roseanne's point, I just don't think she's working on this stuff anymore.
No,
I think she's
just
showing up and doing Roseanne and
yeah.
And her stand up is written by someone else. That was a pretty, by the way, not a great impression, guys. That was one of the best impressions. No, it got bad. I lost it.
Okay.
I like that. That's good.
So for Debbie Downsiders, use code Debbie Downsider at dailywire.com. You get 15% off your annual subscription. Check out Lady Ballers.
Oh my God, no.
No,
do
it's
not.
No, that's why we did this, so you don't have to watch it. Because I just found it in I found it intriguing because it's not going away.
I found it intriguing
it's getting
that it was
more
entirely
money.
Not intriguing.
And yeah, that's my conclusion is just that liberal comedy is bad, conservative comedy is bad. Comedy is supposed to be funny. And the same way that conservatives would always be like, funny is funny, I go right back at you and go like, funny is funny. This is not, and again, you need to like question yourselves, like if you're so fucking concerned about like the exact moral order as dictated by the fucking Bible, then what's with the jokes of the guys walking in the women's locker room and they see a bunch of naked people and that's like funny, or they enjoy it, or that all your lead characters are sexual deviants, or there's some guy that every time there's a sexual situation comes up and goes, how much?
Yeah.
There's a degree of like, he shows up, and again, bad comedy, he shows up 12 times. Okay. One callback, how much? Maybe three. He shows up like 87 times, this guy comes up, he goes, how much?
I like that one.
And there's a degree of like, so that guy, so he's gay?
Yeah.
And he's a cowboy, so he is like part of your family. So you are saying that gay people exist?
Yeah.
So then what do you do with that person?
Well, they're perverts. They're, you know, that is their sort of thing.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
What do you think is the most, like, in your mind, egregious liberal piece of thing that you've consumed in the last 5 years? Do you have some, like an example of like something that you're like, oh, this is?
I think like people point to Stephen Colbert's
opens.
There's a vaccine one.
Oh where yeah,
like a syringe.
Yeah.
And they were dancing, and it was like, get the vaccine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And listen, we all dealt with new categories. Like, I think you should get vaccinated. I think there's so many diseases that you got to get vaccinated for. I also understand I understand more as I get older, skepticism with the government in general. I get it. And I also get that, like, this, like, you're an idiot doesn't work.
Oh, God, no.
I don't.
It doesn't work with us. Like, you know, it's, yeah.
I don't know if I'm voting for Biden.
It's a crazy thing to keep using that stance too, to be like, you're an idiot if you don't do this. And you're like, why are millions of us idiots when all the polling is there and no one wants this fucking guy?
Yeah.
Why aren't you the idiots? You have a year. Find someone else.
Find someone else.
Find someone else. Something. Do something different.
Expand the Supreme Court. Do something.
You can't
something.
Just be like, what's tens of point? Millions of Americans are idiots and be like, and like bully us every fucking year a presidential thing comes around because you guys don't have someone who can win an election. And you could truly find probably anyone else in the Democratic Party right now that will have better numbers than Joe Biden.
And you played your hand too early. It's like you started shaming us like too early.
Too
when there
early.
Was time to
Way
find
too early.
You did not do a real competition. And by the way,
and you're canceling primaries. You're just like wild.
Deep down, there's a thing of it's like, yeah, you know,
Democrats. They know better. That is actually where I feel most like you can like you can't always be like, we just trust us. We know better than you. We'll handle this for you. And because then you don't handle it. All you do is you get in there like we didn't do anything, but we're better than that. That's all you do. You get in there and suddenly if Trump gets elected, it's going to be the worst thing in the world. He can control everything. But when you're in there, you're like, I didn't trade. Like nothing happens. And the whole time you're already being like, you're president right now telling me what's going to happen when Trump wins again. You're the president right now. Do something. Yeah. Do something crazy like he did. I don't know. Like, you're just...
That you saw Roe v. Wade get overturned and that you don't insist every fucking day that we don't do something about the goddamn Supreme Court. You are fucking crazy. Yeah. You're just going to roll the dice and hope the people die at the right time?
Anyways,
that's what we've put our country in. People dying at the correct time. That is not a sustainable world, you fucking idiot. And you know what? Some people, they go, well, clearly it's not getting fixed with either system, so what we need is a little bit fucking chaos to actually fix the, and adjust the goddamn world.
I like imagining conservatives, if they found this video, being very confused by this section.
That's the point. Like, that's the point.
We don't like it.
We're angry, too. We just don't blame it on trans people. God damn it. God
damn
fucking
it.
A.
Stop.
Stop getting mad. Get mad at rich people.
Yes, go eat them.
All the politicians.
Go eat
They're
them.
They're all friends. You don't think Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden couldn't have a great dinner together? In fact, they're mad about it being polarized because Trump would love to get dinner with Biden. They'd love to shoot the shit about what it's like with
on
the Epstein's. Exactly. That's why they don't like the polarization. They want to have brunch together again.
On Epstein's Island again.
Fucking idiots. Oh. And last thing on this movie, Lady Ballers, if Ted Cruz is in your movie, it's not a comedy. He is in a position of power. If you have a politician hosting your late night Saturday show or is in your comedy movie, you are no longer a comedy. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Paige.
I do.
You're listening to The Downside.
The Downside.
With Gianmarco Cerezi.